This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Iran says it will give a response with maximum pain to those responsible for the killing of a prominent Iranian nuclear scientist last month. Mohsen Fakhrizadeh, who headed a program with Israel and the West, alleged was a military operation, looking at the feasibility of building a nuclear weapon, was killed on Friday in an ambush on the outskirts of Tehran. Iran has blamed Fakhrizadeh's killing on Israel, which has long waged a covert war against Tehran and its proxies in the region. Israeli officials have declined to comment on the killing. No one has claimed responsibility. Today is World AIDS Day, with organizations around the world highlighting the need to support those living with and affected by HIV, the virus that causes the disease, while also remembering those who have died. Now, this year's event comes amid the global coronavirus pandemic, which UNAIDS says has made it more difficult for those living with HIV to access health care and other services, while also highlighting issues such as inequality and stigma. Dr. Sinead Delaney-Mortuelle is a research director at the Reproductive Health and HIV Institute, University of Witwatersrand, and she says sub-Saharan Africa remains particularly vulnerable.
The young women aged 15 to 24 have sometimes 2-3 times the rate of new HIV infections compared to their male counterparts. And a number of the challenges that women articulate is that the current pre-exposure prophylaxis, which is using an antiretroviral to prevent HIV sort of prior to sexual activity, that current PrEP, which is a daily oral pill, is associated with a number of challenges. It's hard to take a pill a day, but also young women experience judgments about their sexual activity.
This is VOA News. The European Medicines Agency will convene a meeting on December the 29th to decide if there's enough data about the safety and efficacy of the COVID-19 vaccine developed by Pfizer and BioNTech for it to be approved, according to the regulator a little earlier today. The agency also said that today it could decide as early as January 12th whether to approve a rival COVID-19 vaccine developed by Moderna Incorporated. The German pharmaceutical company BioNTech and its U.S. partner Pfizer said earlier Tuesday that they had asked for the regulator for speeded up conditional approval of their coronavirus vaccine, concluding the rolling review process they initiated with the agency in October. Thailand's most famous and some would say infamous rap group is back with a vengeance. Rap Against Dictatorship shot to fame in 2018 with its debut track, What My Country's Got, a politically charged invective skewering the country's then military junta. The video has garnered 94 million views on YouTube. Well, the musical group launched its latest track, Reform, on YouTube a few weeks ago amid new anti-government protests roiling the capital of Bangkok. The video has already attracted more than 7 million views. Thailand's youth have been taking to the capital streets by the thousands almost daily since July to demand the resignation of the 2014 coup leader turned prime minister Prayut Chan-o-cha and a new constitution stripped of the privileges that it gifts the military. Civil rights groups are applauding a ruling by a New York federal judge that newly detained immigrants must be presented in court within 10 days of being apprehended, not months. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has this report.
Immigration advocates say Judge Allison Nathan's ruling is the first time U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement has been ordered to provide prompt access to a judge, more important because of COVID-19 spreading in detention facilities. Judge Nathan said while detainees may not have a fundamental right to be released during removal proceedings, the government does not have an unfettered right to detain them. In 2014, the average wait to see a judge was 11 days. More recently, it's been around 3 months. One migrant, Shamar Michel, said ICE officers told him he'd be home by dinner time when they took him from his children, but it was 6 weeks before he got to see a judge. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.